102.3 Proclaim FM. Katie Nicole, in Jesus' name. It's Rebecca on the Morning Mix. Time 729, Tempest 66. I'm joined this morning through 9 by Christina Rodriguez, who is the executive director of Mom's House in Toledo, along with Dorena Webb, who is the family wellness coordinator at Mom's House. This morning, we are diving into Mom's House in depth. We are diving into personal, real, compelling, emotional testimony from Christina herself and Dorena. We'll be getting to that soon. We're recording all the segments this morning, so if you missed anything and you'd like that, just text me and I'll make sure you get a copy of it. And right now, we want to talk about the Family Wellness Center at Mom's House. And Dorena, you oversee that. And so dive us into what you do there and what's going on.
First of all, let me say it's like a privilege and an honor to be able to hold that position because Miss Christina takes that seriously. She has never played around with that. She is a cover and a protector of our moms. And so I get the honor of really ministering to the women that come into our program. The Family Wellness Program, it does focus on the education piece. Yes, they are accountable for all of that, and that is huge. But what I love about it is it doesn't stop there. It really does dig into the heart. Those things that you won't tell most people and those things that keep you just held captive and not being able to go forward or even move forward in your life. And sometimes those things, those cycles, those generational curses become so normal, you don't even know they need to be broken. So when they come in and they are meeting with me, then we get to really dive in. First, you have to build trust. If there is no trust, then they will not tell you anything. But God has really graced us with building that trust with these women when they walk through our doors. So we deal with the heart stuff, the heart. What is it that is keeping you held captive? What is it that is keeping you from moving forward? We do that through our one-on-ones, our goal settings, our mentoring, our sister-in-law program. We even have a program for dads that we are building because for us, the family as a whole needs to be ministered to. And a lot of times, dads get kicked to the curb and it's like, oh, it's all about the moms. But for us, for that child to really have the wholeness that they need, those parents have to be whole as well.
That's true.
So our family wellness program is top notch. It is, it really is something that this world definitely needs. And when our women walk through that door, that is what they get. And it's beautiful. I love it, I should say. I love to see the transformation in the women. Yes, they do. When they leave our program, they have diplomas or certificates and or degrees, but they also have a sense of purpose and who they are and freedom from the things that have plagued them their whole lives. So when they walk out whole. They may have walked in broken or fragmented, but when they leave whole. And we don't always get to see the fruit of that, but eventually they come back. We see everything that is transpiring. So the family wellness is a huge piece at Mom's House.
And this is the work of God for sure.
And we, I always tell our team, you know, we're seed sowers because we're not going to see every single seed blossom. You know, we, but we actually are now seeing some from 10, 15 years ago that they call us, you know, and they're like, remember when? Well, this is what I'm doing now, you know? And so like, I'm living what you guys taught me now. And it, sometimes it just takes time, but it's important that that family wellness program is the tools that we're offering. We're opening up a toolbox and we're saying, okay, what do you need? Do you need a wrench? Do you need, and we're helping them through parent education classes that cover basic car care 101 to, child development, brain development, healthy relationships, your own body. We have pediatricians come in. We have attorneys come in. We're giving these young women a glimpse at this whole big world, but we're bringing it right to them. And it's pretty neat, legal services. So there's so many stepping stones to be able to get them to that place of wholeness. And there, all those stepping stones have, we need help from yes. the community with all of those stepping stones. And we mm-hmm. have an amazing support system of people that come and help us to create this, because we get it. We don't know everything, and we right. don't have every tool, right. but we know where to find that tool.
Absolutely.
I love this. Mom's House is such a wonderful organization in our community, doing some real serious work. And yes. I mean, you're walking alongside these families, yeah. these children, these moms, these dads. You're doing the hard work.
Yes.
Where it's really easy for many of us to turn a blind eye.
Yeah.
And we're excited. Hey, we're so glad that these parents decided to choose life for their child yeah. and that they, you know, that's great. But there's more.
Yeah.
So they need help.
Yes. Now what?
Now what? Mm-hmm. And you both have some amazing testimonies. You're no strangers yeah. to walking, you know, in families or being a part of a family or being the mom of a family, living in poverty, struggling, yes. trying to break family curses. Mm.
Yeah.
And we're going to share your personal yeah. testimonies in just a little bit. So I believe, Christina, you're going to go first.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we're going to hear from Dorena.
Yes.
So I encourage everybody to stay tuned. But also, again, if you have sensitive ears, which I'm talking about children, I would just advise you maybe to have them doing something else during these testimonies. Because I've asked them both to be transparent. And I think you're going to want that as well. Here's Futures, Hills and Horizons on 102.3 Proclaim FM. Thanks for tuning in.
Lately.